overdue book returned to library 119 years later. A Massachusetts library is celebrating the return of a book more than a century after it was last checked out. On February 14, 1904, someone possibly curious about the emerging possibilities of a key force of nature, electricity, checked out James Clerk Maxwell's An Elementary Treatise on Electricity from the New Bedford Free Public Library. It would take 119 years and the sharp eyes of a librarian in West Virginia before the scientific text finally found its way back to the Massachusetts Library. The discovery occurred when Stuart Pleen, the curator of rare books at West Virginia University Libraries, was sorting through a recent donation of books. Pleen found the treatise and noticed it had been part of a collection at the New Bedford Library, and he found it suspicious that the book had not been stamped, withdrawn, indicating that, while extremely overdue, it had not been discarded. Pleen contacted Jody Goodman, the special collections librarian in New Bedford, to alert her to the find. This came back in extremely good condition, New Bedford Public Library Director Olivia Mello said. Someone obviously kept this on a nice bookshelf because it was in such good shape and probably got passed down in the family. The Treatise was first published in 1881. The Treatise was first published in 1881, 2 years after Maxwell's death in 1879. Although the cranberry-coloured copy, now back at the New Bedford Library, is not considered a rare edition of the work, Mello said. The library occasionally receives books as much as 10 or 15 years overdue, but nothing anywhere close to a century or more, she said. The treatise was published at a time when the world was still growing to understand the possibilities of electricity. In 1880, Thomas Edison received a historic patent embodying the principles of his incandescent lamp. When the book was last in, New Bedford Republican President Theodore Roosevelt was on track to win another term. The Wright brothers had conducted their first airplane flight just a year before, and New York City was celebrating its first subway line. The discovery and return of the book testify to the durability of the printed word, especially in a time of computerization and instant access to unfathomable amounts of information, Mello said. The value of the printed book is it's not digital, it's not going to disappear. Just holding it, you get the sense of someone having this book 120 years ago and reading it. And here it is in my hands, she said. It is still going to be here 100 years from now. The printed book is always going to be valuable. The New Bedford Library has a 5 cent per day late fee. At that rate, someone returning a book overdue by 119 years would face a hefty fee of more than $2,100. The good news is the library's late fee limit maxes out at $2. Another lesson of the find, according to Mello, it's never too late to return a library book.